Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Let's Get Metaphysical with me, your host, Lisa Kazza. I encourage everybody to come on over to my official website, lisakazza.com. You can check out my blog and even book a reading with me if you so desire. I offer both email and phone readings and Skype, too. So today marks the beginning of long weekend here in Canada. I'm seeing, I'm looking out my window and I see boat after boat going down the hill, trailer after trailer, everybody's leaving. That's going to be nice. It's going to be quiet in my little town here for the next 3 days. But I have to say that part of me wants to be out camping, being in the bush and nature, enjoying nature, but then another part says, yeah, I don't think so, because it's still pretty cool here at night. Last night we had frost, so yeah, I think I'm just going to wait until maybe July. So this week, as I had alluded to last week, we were going to be talking about the basics of the law of attraction. And if you remember from last week, you know, it was all about, you know, why do we, you know, keep getting blocked from our blessings. And in that episode, like I say, I kind of alluded to the concept of the law of attraction. I highly encourage you to listen to last week's episode, as you will get further insight on how to implement the law of attraction more successfully. In that episode, I was talking about reprogramming the mind to get rid of that negative self-talk and those negative beliefs, because it plays hugely with the law of attraction. And I'll get into that in a few minutes. So, we are, as spiritual beings, essentially our own creators in our lives. We can create the greatest of lives, but we can also be our own worst enemies and create the most chaotic of lives. It's all a matter of choice. Well, choice between being happy and, I guess, being in turmoil. Now, of course, everyone chooses happiness, but once we make that choice and pursue that happiness, oftentimes a lot of us can come up against a block or two. Again, going back to my previous episode last week, something always gets in our way, something negative, something that seems to always delay or stop us from reaching our goals. So, the law of attraction is a huge part of this. It's got nothing to do with being cursed or unlucky. It's got nothing to do with outside forces or other people either. All of those ideas basically give power over our lives to something other than ourselves. They're just excuses. Again, we are our own creators. Whatever we experience, we ultimately attract it. Now, the law of attraction will always be at work in our lives, whether we realize it or not, and whether we like it or not. So instead of causing it to create chaos all the time, we need to realize what is supposed to be used for and put it to more proper use, which is ultimately to create the happiest and most abundant of lives for ourselves. So I'm going to go through some of these pointers, and you're going to notice throughout that I personally implement a couple of different techniques, but all together. You'll see what I mean in a bit. But so for now, let's just start with the most basic principle. Everyone knows the basic principle of the law of attraction, and it's like attracts like. Whatever we put out there to the universe, then ultimately we just attract more of the same. So in other words, negative attracts more negative, while positive attracts more positive. All of our emotions, our thoughts, words, and attitudes are heard. So that's why I said, again, in my previous episode, always be aware of your thoughts, the emotions, your self-talk and statements, your fears and worries and attitudes. If you are always focusing on a worry, fear, or sense of lacking, then unfortunately, well, I've seen it in my own life. 9 times out of 10, you'll just attract more worry and lack. So I know this is so very difficult, but for as often as possible, you need to try to maintain positive attitudes, thoughts, and self-talk. Again, we'll get into more into that in a few moments. And, you know, I again highly recommend that you listen to last week's episode about being blocked from our blessings. Now, the next tip is taking ownership of your life. In accepting the reality that you are your own creator in your life, then what must come with this is you having to take ownership for, everything in your life, past, present, and future. Now, for many of us, myself included, I'm only human, this is definitely quite the difficult pill to swallow, because we have had to go through many difficult events and circumstances, but apparently a necessary requirement. Now you realize that before you were even born into this world, you chose what life to live and what life experiences you would go through. And yes, even the most horrible events like abuse, we chose to experience it for a spirit's evolution. Now, trust me, I personally wish that I could kick my own spirit's ass for putting me through all that I went through. Child abuse, abandonment, basically, in some ways, domestic violence, on and on I could go. So yeah, I want to kick my own spirit's ass. But aside from that, even money troubles, being without a life partner, not having a job or career, not getting pregnant, not owning your own home. We do ultimately attract it in some way, somewhere. So, in taking ownership, realize we have the power to change things around for the better, though. And the thing, but only we can do this. No one else can do it for us. Our lives are not other people's responsibility. So you need to take that ownership, take that responsibility. Now going back to staying positive, that's, you know, where we focus on the most basic principle of what we put out there, we ultimately attract more of. Well, I'm going to go into a little bit more detail here. Now, as mentioned, negative thoughts, emotions, and self-talk just attracts more negative events. And we don't want that anymore. I know it's hard, but we must try to remain as positive in our thoughts and self-talk as we possibly can. Like, for example, if you are constantly saying to yourself, oh, I'm never going to find a life partner, or I'm never going to save money. Well, guess what? I hate saying it. You're kind of right then. With that sort of negativity, you're not. I hate to be blunt, but that's just the way the law of attraction works. It's the way that the universe works. It takes our thoughts, attitudes, and beliefs as truth. And because this universal law is actually there to help us succeed, well, it gives us what we want all the time. That negative self-talk is being understood as our true desire. So essentially, our prayers are always being heard and answered. That's why all of us tend to see a cycling of, you know, one step forward, two steps back. Hey, I'm doing, I'm still doing it. You know? So always put out the most positive thoughts, self-talk, affirmations, and prayers. And now here's a trick. There's two tricks here that I'm going to tell you about. Now the first is, whenever you find yourself thinking or feeling negatively, I personally immediately state to the universe, I retract those negative thoughts, emotions, or statements. And then I add my own positive affirmation. The second thing is something that I have come across not that long ago. I encourage you to search up, you can Google Dr. Pillai, P-I-L-L-A-I. And he teaches, it's a wealth building mantra. And the mantra is Shreem Burzi. And I know that sounds funny, but Shreem Burzi. And this is a mantra that invokes the energy of Lakshmi, which is the Hindu goddess of wealth and abundance. I say that whenever I feel like I suffer from a lot of anxiety, especially when it comes to worries and stuff like that. So when you start feeling that negativity and the negative self-talk and everything else, what I do is I sit there and I calm myself and I keep saying it over and over, Shreem Burzi, Shreem Burzi. And the Burzi part of the mantra is, well, Dr. Pillai can explain it a lot better. He's a lot more eloquent than I. But the Burzi part is the energy within the word, the energy expels all, like, the negativity from your aura, from your energetic field. And when you keep saying, when you say it together, it enhances the attraction of abundance, and not just money and possessions, but health and other blessings. And as many know, like, I do not advocate for anything that I don't personally have experience with, that, you know, I know or don't know that works. But Shreem Burzi, I have been saying this, and, you know, it immediately takes away my anxiety. It creates that balance once again, and I start feeling more positive. And it feels like I feel an uplifting energy. It rebuilds faith as well. Faith in the knowing of. And so those two things that I said there, tries to, you know, I'm hoping that that'll help you to get back on track. When you're feeling that negative crap, do the that statement that I said about retracting whatever you put out there, and then add your own positive affirmations, and then try it out. Try out that, well, firstly search up Dr. Pillai and read more about Shreem Burzi. And it's very, I'll be honest, I was skeptical, but not anymore. It has, I've seen it work quite well. So I'm hoping that that'll help, as it has helped me, and get back on track with the positive. So now, this is the next thing. Speaking of affirmations, I've found that a lot of folks, because they are so used to negativity in their lives, they don't even realize that they're even putting that negativity into their own, what they believe to be, positive affirmations and prayers. Now, listen to this particular affirmation. This is a real affirmation that I received from a client a couple of years ago, and I called her on it. So, listen to this. I want you to listen close. She said, I will continue to fight the current or tide until I reach my ultimate goal. Do you feel the negativity in there? And it's caused by just one word. Fight. Well, yes. Like I said to her, excuse me. Well, if that's the what you put out, yep, you are going to continue fighting now for sure. So never make an affirmation that contains negative words such as fight, struggle, survive, lack, and so on. I also need to say that affirmations, now I can't talk anymore already, must be very specific. So what goal is trying to be accomplished here? That example affirmation that I just gave you doesn't specify what the goal is. Therefore, that particular affirmation won't get the person very far, if at all. It would need to be reworded so that absolutely no hint of negativity is felt, and the very specific goal is likewise stated. So, for example, I am worthy of a very loving and supportive life partner, and we will find each other soon, or... I say or because I don't like the find each other soon part. You'll see why in a minute, but I should have rethought that one. Or, I will find the perfect home for myself and my family. It will be affordable and the transaction will go through smoothly. So, those are more positive affirmations. Again, I just said those on the top of my head. I think that those could have been better, personally speaking, but I think... you might already get the gist of what I'm trying to say. Like, reword them even more. You'll see what I mean. You know, it's what I'm about to talk about next. And it's actually all about attitude. Because attitude and belief is everything. So, when we ultimately retake ownership over our lives, we then adopt this very strong determination that really, basically, okay, I've had it, enough is enough. So we become defiant, but in a good way. So here's something that not too many people will say, because, you know, defiance can be looked at as a somewhat negative behavioral trait, but it's not if it's put to good use. I say hold on to that defiance because... it will add positive fuel to your fire. So when we talk about attitude, though, there are a few other different concepts to incorporate, though. Like, firstly, you know, let's go back to our affirmations for a moment. Like, as I mentioned, I would, you know, I gave a couple examples, and I'd even reword them more just to make them sound like the goal has actually already been reached. That's what should happen. So here we go. Going back to my previous example, I have found the most loving, supportive, and committed life partner, and we will live a very long and happy life together. Or, you know, going to my other example, my family home is very beautiful and extremely affordable. The purchase transaction went through smoothly, and we will live in this home for many years to come. So, did you notice the difference? A major trick that I've noticed, and again, I haven't seen everybody out there revealing this, you need to take on the attitude that you have actually already manifested your specific desire and firmly believe in it. Even behave as if you already have your intended goal in your hand. So the way that I explain this to my clients is, like, doing this actually somewhat confuses the universe into believing that perhaps it has failed you. That's the best way for me to describe it. Because when the universe hears and feels this attitude, it's like, what happened? What's going on here? What have we missed? This person fully believes that they have this, but they actually don't. We better get up off our butts and fulfill this desire so that their beliefs and our actions are congruent. Again, trust me, I have seen this work in my own life. I just, even right now, I got to go back myself and take a few steps back. Because, you know what, we are all human. So, one step forward, two steps back, right? So, this is why I'm talking about it today. Because I think that I needed that reminder as well. But yes, this attitude thing works. So here's an, you know what, I'm going to give you an example, because as mentioned, like, I don't just blow a lot of hot air. I only introduce concepts and ideas that I personally believe in and know that works, all due to my own experience with them. You know, I'm not going to talk about something that I don't even know really works, right? So I use this trick that I just told you to better my own life financially. And this is going back a couple years. I took on the full attitude that I was in high demand and very busy, and oh, I can't handle this now, I'm too busy. A month later, after taking on that attitude, finances and clientele tripled. And the same can be said for media appearances. Like, as it, a lot of my followers know, I do a lot of media. So again, I know this works, but you have to incorporate all of the concepts talked about in order to see true success. So, you know, the positive affirmations and thoughts. Another one that I'm going to talk about in a second is taking action. Everything that I'm saying here today needs to be worked together, combined, and not just one thing separately. A second concept regarding attitude, though, that must be talked about is that of making sure your intentions are always pure of heart. So, in other words, affirmations and prayers that have been created with the energy of, for example, jealousy, vindictiveness, spite, ego, revenge, and whatnot, will not work at all. Again, the negative energy is there, and it will work against you. And again, I found this out the hard way. I'm going to put myself in the hot seat. Here is one of my old affirmations that I say to myself sometimes. And before I say it, seriously, I was a very angry person at one time due to the abuses of others in my life over the years. Listen to this. And, oh, okay. I swear if I ever become famous and make tons of money, some people are going to be very sorry. I'll show them. They better not even try to get back in my life, because I'll just turn and walk away. I'll have a few choice words for them as well. Okay, so I came clean. How ugly was that? That's horrible. But I'm being truthful. That was me a number of years ago, many years ago. Life circumstances just got the better of me. And of course, long before I, you know, spiritually evolved. However, that was also before I took ownership over my own life. And no, it wasn't getting anywhere with that attitude. But seeing how important it is to take back that ownership and power, very essential if you want to get anywhere with the law of attraction. Now here's another concept for the law of attraction, and it's to always be thankful for what you have today. Always focus on the abundance that is already there in your life so that you can actually attract more to be thankful for. There's people out there that are worse off than me, worse off than you. Some people would probably give the shirt off their back or an arm and a leg just to have what you or I have. You're not going to get anywhere if you always concentrate on having a lack of something. So, lack of money, lack of love, lack. Sound like a duck. Again, focus only on the positive. Be thankful for your home, your health, the money that you do have, even if it's $5 in your account. Be thankful that it's there. The vehicles you own, the marriage, family, and children that you have, on and on. You can find countless things to be grateful for. Never focus on any sort of lack. Don't even give it the time of day, because it'll just work against you. Now, another thing is, well, one thing I always say is action speaks louder than words some days. And This is one of the most important yet seriously overlooked aspects of working with the law of attraction. Folks, no amount of positive thoughts, affirmations, or prayers will help you if you don't take the physical action that's needed in order to actually manifest your goals. Nothing is just going to fall down from the sky into your lap. No love partner is going to just magically knock on your door one day and whisk you off your feet. Unless, for example, your pipes burst and you have to call in a plumber and then hope that he's your one and only. Again, sorry for the bluntness, but it's just reality. Realize that our relationship with God, divine, and the universe is the exact same as what we would have with a close friend or love partner. It's a literal 50-50 two-way street in terms of effort. You must meet in the middle in order for the relationship to succeed. So while God or divine and the universe it's literally poised there to help you, you need to first help yourself by taking action for yourself. And by taking those physical action steps, you give the universe the tools that it needs in order to help you. So for example, if you hire a carpenter, like this is just to illustrate my point. If you hire a carpenter to build you a new kitchen, how can you do it if you don't first supply him with the materials? Again, looking for a life partner. Well, get out there and get noticed. And remember what I said in my last week's episode about pursuing your passions, your interests, your hobbies, your general activities. Do that. Again, looking for new jobs, start searching. Want to buy a new home? Again, start searching. You have to do your share of the legwork and the universe will respond in kind. But I find that we tend to create a lot of opportunities in our lives when we pursue those passions, those interests, general activities and hobbies, whatever your heart desires. And another thing, this is basically one of my last points that I have, is that when you see opportunities come your way, you must seize them. Like, because why ask your guides and angels, the universe and divine, to help you, to give you signs, to give you opportunity or what have you, if you don't seize them? Because it's going to be like scratching their head going, well, they prayed for this opportunity to come, but they're not seizing the opportunity. What's going on with them? And unfortunately, and I've seen this happen because I've done it again, you see an opportunity come and it's like, nah, I just can't be bothered, or I don't want to, or what have you, but then you're going to miss out. But then what happens is, if you keep doing that, you create that block, but you also create the block with the universe as well, because ultimately the universe is quote unquote confused again. And they don't, it's not known if you're truly serious about reaching those goals, because you're not seizing the opportunities even when you've been praying for them. So seize the opportunities, do the legwork to create those opportunities. So this is truly how the law of attraction works, and how we should use it to create the life we truly wish for ourselves. I know it's not easy, but ultimately with practice, it gets easier. Like I say, implement all of the concepts that I've talked about here. Remain determined and hang in there. It may take a month or two before you start to see some progress, but you will see it. Hey, listen, if I can do it, then anyone can. And because, you know, some days I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. But it's all about making one simple choice first and foremost. Do you choose happiness or constant chaos? The law of attraction always responds to what we say we want. So, folks, take ownership of your life, be congruent with your choice, and pursue it in whatever way that you possibly can. Again, I invite you to please listen to my last week's episode about being blocked from our blessings, because there's added information in there that really complement what I've said here today about the law of attraction, especially when it comes to that negative self-talk and the negative beliefs, because you need to address that first and foremost before seeing larger success with the law of attraction. Like, if you want to see huge, you know, much more significant success with your affirmations and the law of attraction and what have you, then it's recommended that you really pay attention to that negative self-talk. Find out where it comes from, because that negative self-talk, like I said last week, it's not even of your own beliefs. It's really not. It was put there by somebody else, something else. So once you figure out where that comes from, eliminate it, get rid of it, reprogram that mind of yours, and you will, I promise you, start to see, like magic, things starting to come together for you, little by little. It will happen. I promise you it will, if you implement everything together, that what I said today and last week. So folks, I'm going to sign off for this evening. I do have a number of readings to get through, so I guess I better get my butt in gear and get them done. Had people waiting on me. And so with that said, I will close off. I welcome you to visit me at my website, lisacaza.com, LISACAZA.com, and go over to my blog. Order a reading and just drop me a note. I'd be more than happy to hear from all of you. So until next week, take care. And for my Canadian listeners, I hope you have a very safe, fun, awesome Victoria Day long weekend. Take care, everybody.